now. He's just gonna engulfed in these recipes here.
Ah, cookies. Let's take a break before I drool on the microphone.
Yeah, stop that.
We will be back with some more fun in the 9 o'clock hour.
Sensitive equipment here.
On the morning show at I just zapped myself. On the morning show at WFHR.
He's awake now.
Pam, you take it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The November elections are a wrap, and one of the issues garnering the most attention is abortion rights. Voters in Ohio decided to enshrine them in their state's constitution. CBS's Robert Costa says GOP leaders are making plans.
My Republican sources say they are nervous about how abortion rights is going to play in 2024. You can expect some campaigns in battleground states not to talk about this issue as much, to try to steer the conversation to the economy and other issues in the coming year.
The issue seems to be hitting home with young voters. Our CBS News exit poll found nearly 80% under the age of 30 said yes to Ohio's ballot issue. As for governor's races, Republican incumbent Tate Reeves is the victor in Mississippi. Democrat Andy Beshear holds on to his seat in Kentucky. And in Texas, a mom who lost a daughter in a mass shooting has lost her mayoral bid. Reporter Chris Fox has details from Austin.
In the first mayoral race since the school shooting, the people of Uvalde elected former Mayor Cody Smith. He last served a decade ago. He beat out Kimberly Mata Rubio, the mother of Lexi Rubio, one of the 19 students killed at Robb Elementary. She conceded, saying, "I'll never stop fighting for you, Lexi."
Yes, I'm still pursuing, you know, raising the age from 18 to 21 at the state level. Federal level, we're still trying to ban on assault weapons.
Former President Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka, is getting ready to take the stand this morning at her family's civil trial in New York. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
She may be able to testify how decision-making was made, who was responsible for financial statements, how often they consulted with her father, how often the other family members consulted with her.
There's lots to watch out for online ahead of next year's presidential election. Meta has just announced it'll require political advertisers to let you know when they use artificial intelligence in spots on Facebook and Instagram. GM is recalling self-driving vehicles to make them safer for pedestrians. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert is in Detroit.
The 950 automated vehicles will now stop if they hit something after one dragged a pedestrian that was hit by another vehicle. That incident caused California regulators to pull Cruise's license. All of the GM subsidiaries' vehicles nationwide have now been idled while the company does an operational pause.
Seismologists confirm a 5.3 earthquake in western Texas today. The USGS's Randy Baldwin says the epicenter was northwest of Pecos.
It's located in an area where there has been a lot of extraction activities
of oil and gas. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based and not race-based. Democrat Sheila Stubbs.
You are turning back pages of the history book and closing the gates to higher education for many minority students.
Another bill would set aside spots in the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. Meanwhile, the state Senate has passed several proposed constitutional amendments impacting Wisconsin elections. Non-citizens would be barred from voting in Wisconsin, and private money could not be used to cover election costs. The amendments could go to a statewide referendum as early as next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With open enrollment coming soon for Medicare or your health care plan, experts recommend that you be on guard for scammers. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says scammers see this open enrollment period as a chance to trick people out of money and personal information. If you've received an unsolicited call or email claiming they can enroll you in a better plan that's cheaper, or that you requested information that you did not, be on guard. No matter how good the deal sounds or how convincing the caller seems, don't give away your personal information, such as your Medicare ID number. Experts advise to hang up and contact your insurance provider or Medicare through their official websites. Don't click on links in suspicious messages, and never give out your personal information to someone contacting you out of the blue. The candlelight hike at Tri-Norris Winter Park is tomorrow. It's from 5 to 7 in Nakusa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 45, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun and get you going today. Serious comedy to start your day.
Mm-hmm.
We got good things coming up. We'll get into a little entertainment to kick off the hour. A little bit later, the top foods we won't share.
Get your own.
Get your own.
Yeah.
And the best city for Thanksgiving.
Cool.
We'll get into that as well. Help you make your Thanksgiving plans.
Curious about the metrics for that.
Where your family lives?
Yeah, yeah, that would make sense, maybe.
That's good, you too. I like the metrics part and wherever your family is, both good lines. So let's kick off with some entertainment. And this is two segments in a row mentioning a student of mine.
Okay.
one of my students become a fan of the show and been listening.
Cool.
And I want to say a big thank you to her for listening and appreciate that. But she is a little younger, and she was asking me if she's a newer student and a newer listener. And she asked me this yesterday, and I just thought it was so innocent and sweet. It was so cool. She's like, I was listening to your show, and I realized, and I don't know if you know you do this, but you sound just like Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And I thought she was messing with me. And so at first I'm like, oh, yeah, really? And that's all I said. And she's like kind of like, well, and she didn't think she said anything bad, but I thought she was messing with me.
Right.
Because I'm like, I just assume everybody knows I'm the biggest Robin Williams fan there's ever been. And apparently not. Apparently not everybody knows that. Not everybody got the newsletter. I felt horrible like 2 seconds later. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no, she's just trying to be nice. She's just trying. So yes, that is something I do as a tribute to him, and also being influenced by the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't help it. But another one of my bigger influences, and I think a lot of people's, when it comes to the acting game, Mr. Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes.
Jack hasn't done a movie since How Do You Know in 2010. He's doing great. A lot of people think that he has not been working because of health reasons and that. And certainly he'd be the first to tell you that there has been some drop off with memory and some of those things. But he hasn't been working because he just has been enjoying life. He's having
retired,
fun.
Yeah.
He's more than okay. In a recent interview, Jack's good friend Lou Adler explained why he doesn't work anymore. Quote, a friend of mine wanted to put him in a movie. Jack said, I don't want to do it. You know what I did today? I sat under a tree and I read a book.
Awesome.
He's doing whatever he really wants to do. He wants to be quiet. He wants to eat what he wants. He wants to live the life he wants. Keep his hair the way he wants to. He wants to go to Laker games whenever he feels like it. Good on him.
Yeah.
There's no retirement plan for actors. There's no 401k. George Clooney himself has to have a retirement plan.
Right.
Like, it's on us as actors to be able to do this. If you get to a place where you're, you know, a Jack Nicholson or somebody,
you're secure enough. Yeah.
You saved your money. Yep. You were smart with your money. You were smart with your finances. You were smart with your career. You've done it all. What does Jack Nicholson have to prove?
Nothing.
Like, I mean,
not a thing.
There's literally nothing that man hasn't done. He's done every genre of acting. He's done good, bad. He's been the good guy. He's been the bad guy. He's won Oscars. He's won Tony.
He's directed. He's done all kinds of things. Yeah.
Like the point of work is to get to a place where you can eventually, if you don't want to do it anymore, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, I think that it's also a little like tough to hear when you're, you know, in the industry, whether you're at my end of it and you're like, I will never probably be in that position. Realistically, like in the back of my mind, young me is saying, no, you're going to be the greatest actor of all time. But realistic me is saying, no, that's take it easy, young Jimmy. Take it easy. I think that there's part two where if you're out there and you're working your tail off and you're you know, maybe you should have been able to retire. You know, you're at 60, 62, something like that, but you can't, you know, that you're hearing stuff like this can be a little, you know, hit you in the side a little bit. But if you can strip that stuff aside and just look at him as an individual, and I think as somebody who has entertained us for decades.
Right.
Five decades.
Yeah.
The guy is 86 years old.
Yeah. And another great point. I mean,
yeah.
Like you said, James, he's got nothing to prove. He's given everything and he's been rewarded for it. And you know what? That's fine. No, I got no problem with that. And he can do what he wants.
He's not just one of the biggest influences I ever had. He's one of my favorite people. I like Jack Nicholson. I like him as a person. I like him as an individual. He spoke to one of our classes once, and he didn't speak to us individually, and it was kind of in and out. He was he was kind of, you know, Jack, as you'd expect. He is very much what you see is what you get. Like, if you've seen one interview with Jack Nicholson, that's kind of who he is. But he took the what I didn't know until years later is that he had lost a very close friend like hours before he came and spoke to us. And he came and spoke to us anyway. Like, the teacher had told him, hey, we can reschedule this, all that. No, these kids are expecting me. I should be there. That was his exact line. That was exactly what he said. And he still came and talked to us. And he was in and out. It was like 20 minutes, but it was still pretty damn cool. And it was giving of his time. And when I think about this stuff, I don't realize how long ago it was I was doing that schooling and everything. This is like little before that time. You know, where he's going to get ready to retire and everything.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. Good on him. I think, you know, it just makes me want to go watch more and more like Chinatown and a bunch of his movies and everything and just enjoy his work.
You know, he never seemed to really enjoy the celebrity part as much.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't seem like he liked interviews all that much and that sort of thing. And maybe it's just because he's more introverted or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it seems like to me. But so I'm guessing this is really what he wants. It's like, yeah, I can be alone. I don't have to worry about, you know, any obligations or anything like that. So
I don't think anybody might guess this just if you don't know much about him, but he is a classic introvert, classic actor in that respect. 90% of actors, if not 98% of actors, are introverts. Most of them don't want to be out there and doing interviews and those things. It's why they're so comfortable playing an imaginary person.
Exactly. Yeah.
In part.
And he's also given us quite the compendium of movies to watch.
Yeah, I mean,
he's you're over 60.
I mean, that.
You
ain't kidding.
I don't believe that there's one person out there that enjoys movies that couldn't find one Jack Nicholson movie to like. If not, obviously, multiple ones. I have a hard time believing that. Let's go ahead and take a quick phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you guys are talking about Jack Nicholson. And. Have you ever had a flop?
Oh, good question. Good question.
It seems like every movie that he's ever been in has been phenomenal. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you said, he's been, you know, from, you know, chopping down the door with him, you know, in the one movie.
The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
You know, where, you know, arguing with Tom Cruise during A Few Good Men, or or being with Morgan Freeman and you know, some of those movies.
Yeah, The Bucket List. Yeah,
The Bucket List. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's one I'll take it up, yes. But it's just, I don't think he's ever had a flop.
No.
Well, according to Rotten Tomatoes, Man Trouble in 92 was his lowest rated movie.
Interesting.
And the fact that we haven't heard of it means it probably was a flop. But hey, every actor gets one of those.
It's a mystery thriller comedy. Come on. How could you go wrong with that?
That's a great, I don't think I've ever thought, as much as I have thought about him and his career, I don't think I've ever thought about that. That's a great one, man. I don't believe he's had a true flop, like a true, but when I think of a flop, I think of a movie that is hyped, comes to the theaters, does horrible. That's
and
me
then
a
like
flop.
Affects to your career afterwards.
Yeah, good
he's
point.
Never had a movie that's done that, no.
Well, to that point, Seth, I think that every movie he's done has only elevated his career. And you don't see that very often. And where, you know, a guy who, as Melissa touched on, 5 decades, in every decade, he's only gained respect. He's only gotten more fans. That's impressive. I never thought about that before. Oh, interesting. I'm glad. Good call, man.
And that's one thing, I still think he is by far the best Joker in the Batman movie ever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done. Where does he get those toys? It's one of my favorite moments in any movie. Bob gun. Bob hands him the gun, shoots Bob. Like, it's just so Joker. It's so Joker. It's so
so insane, right? Yeah.
I will say, I'm you know, really, really slicing the atom here with this, but Heath's Joker is much more the traditional Joker in the comics and much more of what the Joker was intended to be. Mm-hmm. Jack's Joker is much more what audiences could handle. And audiences were and much more of a throw the beautiful combination of the old 50s Batman with modern 90s audiences,
right?
And combining those worlds, which I don't know how on paper you pull off, but Jack Nicholson and Tim Burton did it.
He did. There was campiness to it. There was, but at the same time, he was
dark,
very dark and dangerous. Ooh, yeah.
Yes,
so you still believed he was extremely dangerous. So, yeah.
And I have to mention One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest for no reason, no tie-in, just because I love that movie, and McMurphy's one of my dream roles.
Okay, but guys, I just read this critic response to this movie, Man Trouble, and now I kind of want to watch it. Nicholson is as reliably watchable as ever, but is unable to find anything inspiring in Carol Eastman's unbelievably unfunny script, while the hapless Barkin is hopelessly at sea as a pathetic squealing pancake.
I am seeing this movie.
Wow, what a review.
So I wrote it down because I can't think of one Jack Nicholson movie I haven't seen, and I've got to see them all. But now I've got to see it just from the review. Yeah, I've got it. What a great, that was a great segment.
He elevates whatever material he's got. How about that?
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is taking a stand against her own fans. While some artists are known to weaponize their fans against their enemies, Taylor Swift, Nicki is not having that. On her Instagram story, Nicki told her Barbs, quote, "Be sure to never threaten anyone on my behalf, whether on the internet or in person, whether in jest or not. I don't and never have condoned that." Nicki's fifth album, Pink Friday 2, drops on December 8th.
All right.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Yeah.
I more artists should stand up to their fans, which is a weird thing to say.
It's
but
very odd.
I've always been a little disappointed in the artist that does not try, I don't want to say control their fan base or anything like that, but you've got a certain level of, for lack of a better word, power here.
Influence.
Influence is a much better word for it. Influence here. You can use that. The idea, what I don't respect is the fan that, the artist that acts like, well, that that they're doing their thing. That's nothing to do with me or something. Mm-hmm. No, you don't get to do that. They're acting on your behalf, whether they realize it or not, whether you want it or not.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to go into a building, yell fire, and there be no responsibility for that.
If anyone out there watched Muppets Mayhem, they have an absolutely brilliant satire on super fans. It's hilarious.
They
have
very good.
It's very, very good. Funny. Yeah. Yes.
And we wrap up with the sexiest man Alive.
All right.
Jimmy Kimmel announced.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I did that on purpose. I really. Nice. I just for a brief second, I wanted people to think Jimmy Kimmel was named the sexiest.
That was good.
So yes, but he did announce this, and the winner is Patrick Dempsey. McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, he's pretty handsome.
Okay.
He said, quote, "I'm glad it's happening at this point in my life. It's nice to have the recognition, and certainly my ego takes a little bump, but it gives me the platform to use it for something positive." Patrick says that he was completely shocked when he first found out and started laughing, and of course he fully expects his kids to, quote, "make fun of me and pick on me and figure out every reason why I shouldn't be the sexiest man alive." Patrick is 57 years old, and I don't disagree. He is he's always been a very handsome man.
Yeah.
Going back to Love Potion number 9, everybody.
Oh, whoa.
How many people got that reference? That's where I remember him.
Wow.
I never saw a scene of Grey's Anatomy, but I remember him from Love Potion number 9.
That's hilarious.
I watched the first several seasons of Grey's Anatomy, and I mean, he is a handsome man, but at this age... I would say more qualified for that title than he was back then.
Really? Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
He's aged better. Yeah.
Yes.
I know what you mean by that, yeah.
He's aged gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
What I kind of like about this is that he's not currently on Grey's Anatomy, I believe, right? He's been off that show for a while. He doesn't have a new movie out. He hasn't been in a movie recently. I kind of like that they pick somebody look, magazine sales are bad. You put somebody on there like a Timothée Chalamet. You put somebody on there like that or something that you know people are going to go and buy that magazine. Patrick Dempsey, great actor, well known,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily going to go make everybody run out and grab a magazine, though.
Right.
So I feel like it's a genuine choice and not just a marketing choice.
Guys, he is still on Grey's Anatomy.
He is. Okay. All right.
So he's still listed something. On here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did they have any of the other finalists on there?
The other finalists: Timothée Chalamet, Usher, Jamie Foxx, Lenny Kravitz, Jason Kelsey. I like the Jason Kelsey reference.
Yeah.
And the guy who should have won in my book, Pedro Pascal.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Pedro Pascal is having a moment.
Yes.
And this would have been a really nice little icing on the cake of the last year that he has, the last couple of years that he has had.
So I think I'm kind of surprised, but I think he's won before Tom Hiddleston.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
he's won in the
yeah,
past.
He has won, yeah.
And
yeah.
I got to bring him up because Beth and I were watching Loki, of course, and Beth came up with one of the best lines. So it's just one of the things, he's chasing after someone, and she's like, "Man, he even runs sexy."
Yeah, he does. He does. Yes. Yes. His hair drives me crazy. His hair always looks good. No matter what scene in Loki, it always looks good. I wish my hair did that. This is fine. I don't really know who's going to get up in. People are always going to get up in arms about anything. It doesn't matter.
No.
But I do think they missed it. Pedro Pascal should have been the sexiest man. He is the sexiest man alive, arguably. It's a close race, I'm sure. But this is not my wheelhouse.
I
don't find any man attractive. I don't know how we've survived.
I find
as a
the male
species.
Body disgusting, and yeah.
You could take that most handsome man in the world, and I'm going to look at that person and be like, "All I see is what not to appeal to people." That being said, I do see certain men as handsome. I can look at Patrick Dempsey, Pedro Pascal, Timothée Chalamet is a beautiful human being.
Yes,
I've said this before.
Very attractive.
Denzel Washington. I'm as straight as an arrow, but Denzel walks in this room and says he's going to kiss me. I'm like, all right, just let me brush my teeth. Just let me, give me a second here, man.
Nothing wrong with man crush. Man crush is good.
But this ain't my wheelhouse. Hopefully they sell some magazines.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, right?
Yep. Taking a break. Coming back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover force.
Coast. Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 45, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show, WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Seth's dismissal now.
Yeah, because of that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, me too.
You know,
yep.
I wonder if that song is the whole reason no one's named Mickey anymore. I wonder if that had something to do with it.
I don't have anything to base this on, but yes. Yes.
I have no data, but it feels right, right? Yeah.
There are a few songs that drove me crazier as a kid than that one. That song, just it felt like every time you turned on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than any other song that I've heard in my lifetime was overplayed, maybe that one. There's a lot of them to choose from. There's a lot of overplayed songs in our memory banks. That one, though, just because maybe it was one of the first overplayed songs, I hear it. And it, I have nothing against Tony Basil. I have nothing against the song necessarily.
But it's stuck in my head.
Yes, Melissa. Yes, yes.
Hey, Tony Basil, not a singer. She was mostly an actress and a dancer. She was a choreographer in Hollywood. You can see her in some movies, actually.
I feel like I heard that. Yep. I don't know if
I remember. So she started out her career, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, but to be fair, that song doesn't really include a whole lot of singing.
Right, yeah.
To be fair, you're right.
It is
a lot of shouting, yeah, but
not exactly the lyrically, you know,
it's
profound song or anything.
We're not talking Paul Simon here.
No. So what won't we share? The top foods we shall not share.
You shall not.
If you're at a restaurant and a friend snags a fry off your plate, is that cool? Or are you immediately reassessing that friendship?
I was going to say, or you stab him with a fork.
Yeah.
That might be a little drastic.
How dare you?
Some people do that.
Mm. A poll found half of us would be annoyed if a friend snagged something off of our plate without at least asking first. And fries are the number one food we don't want to share.
Really?
What? Those are the easiest ones to share.
That's
yeah,
why.
That is very weird. Okay, all right. Now this is one of those scenarios though. This is the complete opposite of if you're talking about a boy or a girlfriend. Complete opposite.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They grab something off your plate, you better just roll with it. Better just go with it. It's just smarter. It's just better.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, or Andy Reid?
Yes. Yes. The top foods we don't want to share are fries, pizza, ice cream, and chocolate. Around 1 in 10 people say that they won't share under any circumstances.
Wow.
Really?
29%.
I thought you got pizza to share.
I know. Weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
I mean, do they mean like somebody actually taking things off of your particular
slice of pizza?
Like,
yeah.
Biting
I wonder, a
bite off of your slice?
I don't know.
That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That would be rude, too, but yeah.
29% would rather buy someone their own helping than share with them.
Really? 30%?
15% said it's caused an argument before, and 16% have physically stopped someone from stealing food.
Wow.
Like by moving the plate or smacking their hand or something like that.
I love it.
Doing their best Dikembe Mutombo. No. 27% will always let someone snag a bite, but that doesn't mean that they're cool with it. A sizable portion said that they just do it because to be polite.
Okay.
And there's I would like to actually know how many people actually do take food off of people's plates because they know that.
That's an interesting point to be made. Yeah,
there's a lot of society that takes advantage of the kindness we give to strangers.
Or even people you know, for that matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Kindness.
Yeah. Now, if a stranger walks up and takes something off my plate, that's
weird.
Not okay.
That's very strange.
Yeah. The poll also found 53% of people regularly have food envy, where you wish you ordered what someone else got.
Over half the people, really? Wow.
I don't think I've ever had that.
No.
I don't think I've ever had food envy. I really don't.
Weird.
In part because most of the people I've dated eat things that are good for them and healthy and all that. And I just, that's not my wheelhouse. That's not my thing. No.
Your food is good for me, man. I'm not going to eat that stuff.
You just have food guilt.
Yes.
Yes, I ordered the bacon double cheeseburger. You got the vegetable platter. I should have gotten that, but there ain't no way I'm eating it.
Yeah, exactly.
And Melissa just gave you a synopsis of almost every first date I've ever had. Yes. What's a food that you don't want to share? 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Jump in and join the conversation. So when I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of, okay, like mozzarella sticks. I love mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
Usually you get like four or five.
Right.
So you don't have that many. So when my brother or my sister or somebody would take one, it's like, oh.
It's one less. Yeah.
Like now,
but it's also usually an appetizer.
Yeah.
Finger food, easy to grab.
Which are meant to be shared.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And I think that's a fair point, too.
Yeah.
The problem with people like me is appetizers often are meals.
True. Very, very true.
I think that's a good point to bring up with appetizers. Now, this is almost the opposite with fries. I love this about fries. I think fries are a community thing.
I agree.
You know? I don't know how many times I've ordered, been with somebody, we order fries, and let's just get a large fry, we'll split it.
We'll share.
And I kind of like that.
Well, they're more shareable foods.
For sure.
I think of things that aren't as shareable, like that you dip your fork or spoon into more than once, like soup or salad or pasta. Okay. I mean, those things I think would be a little bit...
Nacho cheese.
Yes. Pasta, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Melissa, because I was thinking if you want to go to a place that's actually hard to do that with, it's Italian food, because it's not something you can easily, you know, grab off someone's plate. Yeah. You know, can I taste your chicken parmesan? And they take the whole thing. And say, wait a minute, that doesn't work.
Reach
you know?
In with their knife and fork and cut off a piece of chicken.
Hard to do that. You know, it's not an easy thing to do. So maybe that would be the solution. Go eat Italian.
I don't think any member of my Italian family has ever said the whole word. I've heard my whole life chicken parm. Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard somebody say chicken parm.
Is
the
that
whole thing,
just a
the whole
southern
thing.
Italian accent?
That's basically, that's my family, man.
We're from the south of Italy.
Apparently. It's a weird combination. It's a very interesting combination.
Chicken parm. I like it.
So what?
I wouldn't want somebody to take a bite of my taco.
See, that would be weird too, yeah.
I don't like that part. Like, I'm all for foods that are separate. That's one thing. But going in and like, hey, can I try that? And they got to go into your dip or your condiment.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Even my condiments don't mess with them. Like, I don't like that. Like,
I'll share your fries, but get your own condiments.
Yeah.
Don't touch my ketchup.
Keeping in mind that oftentimes the people doing this are people that you are sleeping next to and sharing germs with and sharing plenty of other things with and everything. Yet with the food, we're like, no. Hey, get away from my food.
You know, that's funny that you bring that up because it's like it shouldn't be about the health, you know, like germs and stuff. It's more like, no, I want to eat all of these. You know, that's what it is.
But isn't that our go-to, like, defense of, hey, you know, germs.
Very
hey.
Weak, lame defense. Yes, very much.
Yes. Even though we'll be kissing that person maybe later or something.
You cannot, you know, be more intimate of swapping germs than doing that, right?
But I had an ex that would steal a bite of any of my food but refused to give me a bite of his cereal. Because he was weird about cereal. Don't. No, I'm not. No.
When did you date Jerry Seinfeld?
My
former life.
Yeah, that feels like a bright red flag to me. That feels like a very, very, like, I don't know why it is.
Also why it's an ex.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
good point.
Yeah,
very excellent
good
point.
Very good point.
I mean, not that reason, but.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of little reasons that kind of add up.
Oh,
all added up.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're talking the best city for Thanksgiving.
All right.
Back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's top elections official appears to be safe in her position for now. That's according to State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. A conservative group in southeast Wisconsin is mounting a pressure campaign against the state's most powerful Republican, but Voss tells reporters that an impeachment vote against Wolf is unlikely anytime soon. A Dane County judge has ruled Wolf stays until a court ruling on her status. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new bill proposed by a GOP assemblyman would peel back restrictions on hound hunting and training on wild animals during the spring throughout northern Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more information.
Wildlife biologists say that this may impact animals like deer, birds, and wolves. As the law currently sits, people can be ticketed for letting their dogs chase any wild game in northern Wisconsin during the months of April, May, and June. Some argue that this is an antiquated law that isn't heavily enforced anyway and doesn't even apply to the southern half of the state. But biologists say it will interrupt wildlife at a crucial time of the year when animals like deer, elk, wolves, bears, and others are recently born. They also say that the hunting dogs themselves could be harmed by lessening the current law.
The public meeting for the Wisconsin Rapid City Budget is tomorrow, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 45, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We are here to hang out with you, have some fun, and get your day going right, and maybe help you.
I just want
to
be a bad girl.
I was going to do some criminal line or something like that.
That was good, though.
That was even better. Yeah, that was way better. And maybe we're going to help you with some Thanksgiving plans, as we have the best city for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The site Wallet Hub released its annual list of the best cities for Thanksgiving. They based it on 18 metrics across 5 categories, celebrations and traditions, affordability, safety, weather, and how thankful each city is. The last one is based on donations and volunteering.
Okay.
And according to the results, the best city for Thanksgiving is wherever your loved ones are. Aww. No, that was just me. That was just me.
He just wanted an aww.
Yeah, yeah. The best city for Thanksgiving is San Francisco.
Huh? Okay.
Did not see that coming.
That was interesting. All right.
They say it's the best city for Thanksgiving, especially for people who plan to go out for the holiday instead of staying in.
Okay.
Two more California cities ranked high. The top 10 are San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, Scottsdale, Arizona, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Greensboro, North Carolina, and Virginia Beach. The most affordable city for Thanksgiving this year is Laredo, Texas. Then it's Oklahoma City, Toledo, St. Louis, and Memphis.
All right. I knew San Jose was going to be there for some reason. I don't know. That's the first other city in California that popped into my head. I don't know why.
Yeah, interesting.
By the way, they're all three Sans, too. San Diego, yeah, San Jose, and San Francisco.
Yeah. So I actually have spent my Thanksgiving in San Francisco.
How about that? Nice.
My first year out in California, when I first went out there in my early 20s, the first time I was out there, I was staying with my friend Will, and I was out there over the Thanksgiving holiday. And I hadn't really spent a whole lot of holidays away from my whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I'm not around my mom and dad, but I'm in Illinois and I've got other family members there or that kind of thing.
Right.
Being out in California was the first time I was completely away from any family. So I stayed with Will and hung out with his family on Thanksgiving, but they didn't really do a whole lot for Thanksgiving. So Will and I and his girlfriend at the time went to an aquatic zoo. And it is one of the coolest zoos I've ever been to in my life. They had a full-scale whale in the zoo.
Wow.
And it's a zoo right outside of San Francisco, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a San Francisco zoo or not, but it is incredible. Part of the zoo, like part of the ocean, went into the zoo.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you could see like some of the wildlife, some of the plant, like, you know, some of the creatures and everything. It was really, really cool. I really enjoyed it. But it had nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
No.
Nothing. We didn't do a one Thanksgiving type thing. I just enjoyed my time there, and it's a beautiful city.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I know it was a corny answer, but come on, it's wherever your loved ones are. It's wherever your family is and stuff. That's what makes Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. That makes sense, right? You know.
Did we get nothing from the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special? Did we not learn anything, people?
It's not the meal. It's the togetherness.
Did you see the meal they had?
Yeah.
Horrible meal. Horrible. I know it was prepared by children, but still. I know.
By the way, that's what we do every single lunch on Thanksgiving with my family, by the way.
I love
we
that.
Do the Charlie Brown stuff. Yes, we do.
I will never forget that.
Yes.
From the first time you told me that, I love that. That is beautiful. What about the criteria? The metrics they used for this was maybe more interesting to me than seeing San Francisco number one.
Yeah, I guess the whole, you know, how they can measure thankfulness, which seems awfully odd, and they did it by volunteering. And so I guess you could use that, but I don't know. It seems a little wonky to me, but.
I was curious to see, of course, where Wisconsin City's ranked in this list, and I'm going to go ahead and I see St. Paul at 27.
Okay.
Minneapolis at 28. Obviously, just looking at Midwest here.
And St. Paul is gonna take that to Minneapolis. They're one spot above them. They're like, see,
nice.
See, we're not.
No. Milwaukee 57 on this list. Chicago at 60. And is Madison at 72.
Wow. Hmm. Madison's lower than all of those? That's interesting. That's not usually where it ends up.
Not where, the majority of our lists, not how this usually goes.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Which I've also spent a Thanksgiving in Madison, and I loved it. But I also journalistically should mention Madison's one of my top 10 favorite cities in the world. I love Madison. Mm-hmm. I really love that city.
You know, one cool thing, if it's in your area, what you could do, and it used to be up where I lived, up in northern Minnesota in Duluth, every year at the place where I worked, the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center, they would have a huge Thanksgiving dinner for people, anyone who needed it. Mm. They would serve it to people who just come on in. They would do all the, you know, all the trimmings and stuff, and with just a bunch of volunteers would serve the meal to whoever would want it. And that's another very cool way to spend Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's a way to show thankfulness, right? It's like they said, I guess volunteering would be one, and showing other people having a, you know, here's a good Thanksgiving for you guys kind of thing. So
there's a lot of communities that do that. Tolma has a community dinner every Thanksgiving. It's Ed Thompson's community dinner because it used to be held at Ed Thompson's TP Supper Club every year.
Okay.
And since his passing, his family has continued the tradition. Tina Thompson, his daughter-in-law, and it's always my family would go and help volunteer and help serve. You know, we did that a couple of years. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to bring communities together, like you're saying, Seth.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really, really cool, Melissa. And it's one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is the areas like ours and these things that they have, a lot of churches and a lot of places that open up their doors to have people come in and eat. And, again, that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. That and football. No, we do get three games. It is pretty cool. It is pretty.
And I can skip all of them.
That's right.
Ooh, the pleasure in her voice when she said, "Oh, that was good.
I don't have to watch
that
football."
That was really good. That was.
There was a lot of years of that, boys.
I can imagine.
I'll bet.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the show. It's the morning show. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th. You're not comfortable until you are.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 45, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Welcome back, everyone. Go ahead and find your dance partner. Get close. Not too close. It's a school dance.
Six inches apart.
Chaperones making sure. 6 inches. 6 inches apart.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Leave room. Is that what they would say to you guys?
Yeah, occasionally. That's a good one. It's a classic.
I was never close enough to a girl during a dance to have that
say. We're never going to say that to you.
I never heard that, but that's an interesting one. We got to get to this. That we got some That Ain't Right stuff we got to get to, everybody. We got to touch on this one. This is just a golden. To anyone who treats their Uber driver like a therapist or a legal counsel, there is no Uber driver passenger privilege. That doesn't exist.
That's right.
It's going to get passed on.
It is.
Last Friday, a 41-year-old man in Maine named Kevin Gree ordered a rideshare to TJ Maxx. Then he blabbed to the driver about how he was planning to steal from the store and how he had warrants out for his arrest. And and there was plenty more about this one.
The driver confession time. Okay.
The driver dropped Kevin off and immediately called the police. And the cops showed up and found Kevin. They they knew who he was because he was it was his 12th arrest of 2023.
Oh no!
Dude.
Oh,
which means he's
ahead
of any arrest per month pace. There isn't a full rundown of his rap sheet, but it sounds like they're mostly theft-related things. He would not be a free man if they were not minor crimes.
Right, like non-violent stuff,
yes,
right.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I.
But still, I mean.
I got nothing on this one. I got nothing. This dumbfounded me. I was just floored by this one.
Why would you bring? Because did
it's
he?
It's almost like he wants to get caught.
You know, there might be something of that too. But at the same time, maybe he did think there was something. Well, my Uber driver's not going to do anything. I mean, what's he going to do? I just talk about this all I want. So I don't know.
He likes to brag about what he, you know.
That obviously. Too. Yeah.
There could be a little of that too.
Weird bragging about doing crimes, you know.
Crimes.
Mm-hmm. And then there is this one too that we got to get to. And I saved this one for us from the other day, you guys, because we just didn't have time. There's an internet trend showing Generation Alpha kids trying and failing to open a Taylor Swift CD case. But that's just the beginning. They also don't know how to remove the CD from the case or insert it into a CD player.
Oh, yes.
I don't do this very often, but there is a wonderful TikTok video of a mom showing this and her daughter just getting flustered from, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to It is hilarious.
And you know what is probably the most amazing thing about this? They probably know how to operate a record player.
Yeah.
Because vinyl is so big now, but CDs kind of have gotten lost in the shuffle. So now it's like, what do I do with this? How does this work?
Where do I put it? There's nothing to set it on. No, exactly. You slide it in the
put it in the slot.
Do I put my cup on this? Is it a cup holder?
How does it get back out?
Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I totally had to do this. I don't know if Melissa remembers or not, because hi, Melissa, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Do you remember when we gave, like, your old Trapper Keeper-size CD cases to my kids when we got the karaoke machine?
Yes,
and we had to teach them how to use the CD and how to open up the case and how to even get the CD out without breaking
out of
it. It was a whole experience.
What not to touch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't touch this part. Don't touch this part.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Oh, wow.
There are a lot of little intricacies that we had to learn on the fly as kids that they never would have thought about.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
They would have broke that Prince's Greatest Hits CD so fast.
That is good. That's good feedback.
Oh,
that was
great.
Thank you for the call. Good to talk to you, as always. Nicely done.
Two things she mentioned there. First of all, Trapper Keeper.
Yes.
Anyone else know what that is?
Love that reference.
And second, this is just something I thought of. If you guys out there who don't, you know, not familiar with CDs, something you need to look up on the internet, the green marker.
Oh, yes.
That's all I'm going to say. Find out what the green marker was with CDs. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I won't say it.
Mm. Yeah. No. I want people to find it on their own.
Yeah. Then go do some homework on that one.
Yeah. That's all.
And while you're doing that, search engine right there, go ahead and listen to this one, because I couldn't choose between these two That Ain't Right stories.
Oh, okay.
We've got a tie.
Okay.
No one wants to be on vacation and get a call from their neighbor saying, did you hire somebody to tear your house down?
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
A woman in Georgia named Susan Hodgson says that while she was away on vacation, a company called You Call It, We Haul It demolished first off, that's the name of the company. You Call It, We Haul It. Great name.
Excellent name.
Maybe not. Maybe work a little better on the business end of the logistics. They demolished a house that she owned, and she only heard about it when the neighbor called.
Oh, no.
The neighbor confronted the workers, and they supposedly got nasty with her. So Susan sent a family member over to check their permit, and that's when the company realized they were at the wrong address.
Oh, no.
Want to get away? Then they just
that one's gonna cost you.
Then they just drove off, leaving the house in total rubble, like a little kid that got caught. Like, everybody run!
Yeah, you remember exactly.
Remember when you were little kids? Uh-huh. Yeah. No one was living in the house when it was destroyed. Susan said it was a property that's been in the family for a long time, but it's been brought boarded up for 15 years. The family keeps the grounds maintained and the taxes are paid, so it wasn't abandoned. They just they definitely didn't want it torn down, though. It had right. a lot of sentimental value.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The company told the local news that they're investigating how this happened and are working to resolve the mishap. But the family says they haven't heard anything from them, so it's unclear how they might make it right. At the very least,
you?
Yeah, at the very least, the workers at You Call It, We Haul It could haul the mess away. They could have at very least done that.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
What do you think? This isn't a problem. Like, first off, there is literally no problem you can run from anymore.
No.
I've never understood this back when we were kids, let alone nowadays in 2023, where you can't hide. You can't hide.
No.
They will find you, whoever they are.
They were obviously witnesses to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
there's a paper trail on everything. Does nobody watch CSI? Does nobody? Like they or even the investigative shows or anything
that.
Like,
yeah.
they can catch a criminal who had a fingerprint on a pop can from 2 years ago. I mean, they can get anybody. They can catch anybody. There's a paper trail on everything. What are you doing?
This might be a year end doozy. That ain't right story, man.
This is going to go down. Yeah, this is one of the top ones, man.
Yeah.
In part because not just because of the demolishing of the wrong home, but how they handled it at the aftermath.
Horribly.
It's a mistake. You messed up. We all do it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of ways to make this right, but at least owning it, at the very least. And I do understand, the attorneys in my family are playing in my head right now that you can't necessarily apologize or own things oftentimes because you got to let the courts play this out and all that.
Right.
I think it's pretty safe to say that you could own this one.
Yes.
The idea that the company told the local news they're investigating, they're going to resolve the mishap, but not one apology.
No apology.
No apology whatsoever. Like,
now, GPS makes mistakes. We've all experienced this. Ended up on a dirt road when you're just trying to get to another city and somehow it leads you to somebody's, field. It happens. However, to double check the address, that's not that hard.
No. Wow.
I that's a doozy.
That ain't right.
Oof. That one's going down. That one's going down in our top, that ain't right stories. The last show we ever do where half the show is just us going over these stories.
That ain't right stories.
We need to rank these now.
Yep.
Everybody come together.
This one's in the running.
We got to get these in. I've got about four or five of those that ain't right stories saved
for the
end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As we're getting closer to that, everybody.
We are.
I think that actually might be because I want to do a tradition. Last year for our Christmas episode of Director's Cut, Melissa joined us. I think this might be something to include on that episode. This year's episode.
Yeah, all right.
It might be something we do. That could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We do need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some good stories of the day, and some of that is, of course, our guests today on Midday Magazine. Got a great set of guests for you lined up. First off, we want to say a big thank you to our friends at Family Natural Foods. They have given us a chance to talk to Mark J. Kaler from Mushroom Wisdom.
All right.
Ooh,
we're talking with him. Going to get to know Mark a little bit and talk about that great those great products that are over at Family Natural Foods. And in part two, our friends from Encourage joins us. Kim Shields will be with us, along with Vicky, Seth, and Natalie of the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir.
Ooh, nice. Haven't heard from them for a while.
Yeah. That's going to be a fun conversation. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And a little bit later today on your radio dial right here at WFHR, got coaches shows back to back. 6:05, the Greg Gard Show, and at 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine those are going to be two very different shows.
Hearing
the reactions from people.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've got some local great things going on in our area. I want to remind and tell everybody about Seth. We got some good stuff coming up today and this weekend.
We do. Of course, today is Wednesday.
Yes.
And that means one thing at the Elks Lodge.
Bingo!
That's right. The doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Head on over to 430 West Jackson Street. Play some bingo, have some fun, support the Elks. You know the drill, everyone.
Yeah. Got a lot going on this weekend with Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. One of the things we want to remind everybody about is, of course, the Winter Farmers Market.
That is coming up. Yeah, that's every weekend now, heading into the end of the year, everyone. And then, of course, beyond. We've got, that goes from 9 to 1. They did change the hours a little bit. So 9 to 1 on every Saturday. They actually have a list as you go in of all the days they will be open. That's, of course, at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in Rapids. Come on inside and find out who the vendors are. Go to their Facebook page. They have a list of everyone who's going to be there this week. And, of course, you can also go to uwmoravian.org and check out vendors and other things, other stuff about the farmers market that you need to know. So go check that out as well.
Yeah. And certainly, as we mentioned, it is Veterans Day this weekend. We have a lot of great Veterans Day celebrations going on. Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day ceremony at 11 a.m. at Veterans Park in Wisconsin Rapids. Before that, at 10 a.m., Assumption High School. That will have be dedicating legacy stones and 17 names for the Sheriff's Wall.
Cool.
Welcome all the community for that. And there will be also the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 40th Anniversary Program. Program will be held in McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be November 10th at 1:30. They'll be playing the movie We Are Soldiers, and there will be a panel of Vietnam veterans to answer questions afterwards.
Nice.
As if they have not given enough already, giving even more of their time and more for these things. And to piggyback off of giving, our VFW does so much for our communities, and they're continuing to do it even on Veterans Day week, Veterans Weekend. They have a great opportunity for you to be the hope, be a beacon of hope, and give help save lives. They got a great opportunity for you to donate blood. This is coming up from 9 to 1 this Saturday. Yes, this Friday over at the VFW Post 2534. And we'll talk more about the spaghetti dinner and some of their other events coming up.